again. Hello again. Yeah, rock and roll is the Poskercast number 7. Yeah.
Rock and roll is here to stay. My name is John Mapes, and I like to dance.
This is Yo Gabba Gabba.
Wow. This is Jared. That was John.
Now, bitches.
Who else is with us? Jeff is here.
I'm here.
Nathan's here.
Hey, ladies.
And dudes.
And guess what, folks?
But mostly ladies.
I got something to share with you.
And dudes.
Jared, put your pants back on.
You probably couldn't hear that very well. That was the sound of me shuffling up CDs, brand new shiny CDs.
Yes. Oh,
these are CDs that you want to buy for a mere $10 at bosbelasger.com or at our show coming up at Convergence. That's right, folks. Good news all around. The CD has got here. The new album, Individual Results May Vary, will be on sale this weekend. What do you think about that, folks?
I think it's awesome.
Okay. What he said.
I'm really excited, too.
I think it turned out really well. I'm really happy with how everything printed.
Yeah, we also like the music gorgeous. On it.
There's yes. All I care about is the printing at this
music
point.
Music is secondary.
It's always one of those things where you design it on screen and it looks okay, and then you know you print it on a crappy printer you have, and it's like, okay, it's the right shape and size. I don't know how it's going to look, though.
Oh, I need a copy for Joanna, who took the pictures.
Oh, right. Yeah, she should get a comp, too.
Yeah, she did an excellent job. And you know what? I think, are we officially calling this a release party? Would this be kind of lumped together?
Why not?
This is where I release my sperm over the crowd in the middle of the show.
Well, thanks, Odorous Urungus.
Now, I've never been to an official CD release party. What's have any of you guys gone to a CD release party?
I have not.
Yeah, I've hosted a couple.
What typically goes on?
A lot of drinking.
Yeah, well, okay.
Usually topless ladies.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we might have to hire in for that.
And that's kind
a mime.
Of
is there a mime?
Is there usually a mime? Now, is it usually is it usually listen to the album or do people? Is the band usually play?
No, the band plays.
Okay.
Rarely
drunkenly.
Do you actually,
they play drunkenly.
Yes, definitely. That's a requirement. I think that's in the contract.
Whoa, that's also be playing.
So this would be So this is an official. We'll make this an official release party.
So we'll have to get.
Individual results may vary. So there you go. Convergence 2010 coming up Saturday.
In your face.
Actually, the convention starts tomorrow, but we'll be playing Saturday, 3:30 p.m. in the Harmonic Convergence Room.
With Gravedigger. And Bigfoot. And, I don't know, Mashed Potato, is that one? And Don Amici.
Bowser.
Now, I mentioned... last week that I was considering maybe streaming our show on the Ustream.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I stream. We all stream.
That's still pending. I need to get to the hotel. I need to see if I can get a decent enough like Wi-Fi connection in that room with my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
If that works, then and I have time to get everything set up and everything.
Would you be plugging into the actual mixing console?
Nah.
Or just
that's just too complicated to get that. All I'd right. just be setting up a webcam, so it'll probably sound like ass and probably look like ass. But hey, you're not going to do much on a Saturday afternoon, right? You can spend 45 minutes with us, right?
Come on, kids.
So it won't be like Nathan's webcam.
Well, no,
of
no.
high quality.
He charges for that.
Oh.
So keep an eye out on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. I'll keep you apprised and send you links. I believe when you can start a show and tweet that you're on a show or some shit. I don't know. I've never actually done a Ustream before, so this will be interesting.
Can't make it to the show. Watch us on your computer.
Yeah, if you can't make it to the show, you're a sucker.
Sucker.
Anyway, I don't really have much else to talk about. Everything's kind of building up to the Convergence.
We did. We just played our whole set, and it was tight, y'all.
Pretty rocking.
So
I only hit my teeth on my microphone about 3 times this time. Getting better about gauging the distance.
Hey, John.
What?
John, you look like a one-man hate group.
I do.
No, it was better the first time before we started the show.
Yes,
I tried.
But I appreciate the effort.
I'm 0-3.
Appreciate
tonight.
The effort. For if you don't get that reference and you haven't Peace been, out. you're not fans friends with John on Facebook. He had his birthday party this past weekend, John. Maybe you want to tell us how that went.
Well, it was great. We played Rock Band and had cocktails up the yin yang. And and about 2 a.m.
in the yin yang. Never mind.
Yeah, this alcohol enemas.
Chinese for
and, but,
God.
Vagina.
But about 2 a.m., as we're playing Rock Band.
Cocktails up the yin yang. I think it's actually, probably going to be the album, the show title, by the way.
The wife mentioned something about, you got to get your hair cut. And I said, okay. And I thought she meant like next week. So apparently that was her... cue. So as I'm sitting here playing Rock Band, she comes, a towel gets thrown around my neck, and all of a sudden instantly I hear this
And I'm singing. And I look over at John suddenly getting his hair clipped off. I'm like, what?
But the best part
is going on? Wait, this is at like 1:30 a.m. or something.
She's buzzing my hair up, and I'm sitting there trying to hold on to the guitar and play Rock Band. Like, oh, I know I'm going to screw up this song, but what are you doing to my hair?
And you're just in complete shock.
So then I just gave up. I'm like, okay, F it. And I actually gave her the stink eye for like a whole day after that. Oh. But
it's actually the same length from head to toe, right?
What?
It's the same length from head to toe.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
She got in there and took care of business. Yeah.
Well, no, and then wow. The buzz clipper broke, so I had to.
Armpits. Nice.
Yeah, I still got the armpits, but the buzz clipper broke, and then about 2:30 a.m. after everyone left because they're all freaked out, I had to.
it was weird.
I had to buzz my hair with the piece taken off and get really close, so now I look like a neo-Nazi skinhead. And all my coworkers at work give me the stink eye now.
Kind of creeping out the Jew right next to you.
So what does he look like, yes. Jeff?
A one-man hate group.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
And that is the new song tonight.
One-man hate group. Coming to your town, yeah.
No, this sounds too much like Spinal Tap. Fuck it.
Wow. It really does sound like Spinal Tap. Anyway, recap. John doesn't have any more hair. We're playing Convergence. New album's out. You can still pre-order. We're taking pre-orders. I decided to take pre-orders through Monday because I'm not going to get a chance to mail them out before Tuesday because we'll be at Convergence.
So, hear that, kids? Bye.
So you can still pre-order for $9.99 at the website. That gets you free shipping and gets you in the future, it will get you a download code for our Songs from the Hammock EP, which we need to finish up sometime in July. So that's coming. It's a good value. And if you order on the 6th, I'm sorry, you'll be playing $3 shipping and you won't get free download. So there.
So do it now,
yeah.
Suckers.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Yep, I think we're done.
So yeah, Convergence.
See you Saturday. Summing up.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, PossibleOscar.com. And we'll see you later. Bye.